Welcome to the 103rd day of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're continuing our study of the Fourth Commandment, and today we're going to look, starting with Westminster Shorter Catechism Question 60, Larger Catechism Question 117, and the Confession of Faith, Chapter 21, Section 8. And I think the easiest way to get through these, since they're all saying pretty much the same thing, is I've put them together in a table or chart, and if you'll click the link, you'll be able to follow along with me as I read through the proof texts for these three parts of the Westminster Standards. Let's first read the three portions of the standards. Westminster Shorter Catechism Question 60 asks, how is the Sabbath to be sanctified? Answer, the Sabbath is to be sanctified by a holy resting all that day, even from such worldly employments and recreations as are lawful on other days, and spending the whole time in the public and private exercises of God's worship, except so much as is to be taken up in the works of necessity and mercy. The Larger Catechism, Question 117, asks, how is the Sabbath, or the Lord's Day, to be sanctified? Answer, the Sabbath, or Lord's Day, is to be sanctified by an holy resting all the day, not only from such works as are at all times sinful, but even from such worldly employments and recreations as are on other days lawful, and making it our delight to spend the whole time, except so much of it as is to be taken up in works of necessity and mercy, in the public and private exercises of God's worship. And to that end, we are to prepare our hearts, and with such foresight, diligence, and moderation, to dispose and seasonably dispatch our worldly business, that we may be the more free and fit for the duties of that day. Finally, the Confession of Faith at Chapter 21, Section 8 says, the Sabbath is to be kept holy unto the Lord when men, after a due preparing of their hearts and ordering of their common affairs beforehand, do not only observe a holy rest all the day from their own works, words, and thoughts about their worldly employments and recreations, but also are taken up the whole time in the public and private exercises of His worship and in the duties of necessity and mercy. Okay, the first phrase of these three in the two catechism questions, the Sabbath or Lord's Day, is to be sanctified by a holy resting all that day. The Confession of Faith says this Sabbath is to be kept holy unto the Lord when men, after a due preparing of their hearts and ordering of their common affairs beforehand, do not only observe a holy rest all the day from their own works, words, and thoughts about their worldly employments and recreations. All three have Exodus 28, the Catechism's add verse 10. Exodus 28, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. A Larger Catechism then says, not only from such works as are at all times sinful, but even from such worldly employments and recreations as are on other days lawful. We have Exodus 16:23 through 30 in the Confession of Faith, so we'll read that passage, and that will cover the passages that are cited in the two catechisms. Exodus 16:23, and he said to them, This is that which the Lord hath said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath of the Lord. Bake that which you will bake today, and seethe, or boil that you will seethe, and that which remaineth over, lay up for yourselves to be kept until the morning. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. See, for the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread for 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. The Confession also has Exodus 31, starting at verse 15, 6 days may work be done, but on the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doth any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Isaiah 58:13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, or finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. The Shorter Catechism. Even from such worldly employments and recreations as are lawful on other days. Now all three make reference to Nehemiah 13:15. The Larger Catechism has the most verses, so we'll read the Larger Catechism in the center column. Nehemiah 13, in those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves, and lading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah, and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and I said unto them, What evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus? And did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants, said I, at the gates, that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware, lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them, and said unto them, Why lodge ye about the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates, to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O God, concerning this, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. Now, by way of historical application, it should be noted that we had at this time in Israel, they were in exile, they were taken captive, largely because they did not observe the Sabbath, and they were taken for a Sabbath of years. And at the rebuilding of Jerusalem, when they were allowed to come back from captivity, you had Ezra the priest and Nehemiah, and this verse is usually taken as a warrant for the civil magistrate to order that business be shut down on the Sabbath. And we'll have a link to how this passage was applied in early American law for the first 200 years of American history, and then how it was struck down by a secularized Supreme Court in the last 100 or so years. Continuing in the Larger Catechism with Jeremiah 17, verse 21, Thus saith the Lord, Take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. The Larger Catechism then says, And making it our delight to spend the whole time, except so much of it as is to be taken up in works of necessity and mercy. The Confession of Faith says, but are taken up the whole time in the public and private exercises of his worship and in the duties of necessity and mercy. The Confession begins with Isaiah 58:13, If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Both catechisms in different places have Matthew 12. None of them cite the whole passage, but we'll go ahead and read it here. Matthew 12, starting in verse 1. At that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungry, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have you not read what David did when he hungered, and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. And when he had departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man who had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then he said to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like the other. Just a comment there on animal rights and environmentalism, but we won't go there. The Shorter Catechism says, spending the whole time in the public and private exercises of God's worship. Larger Catechism, in the public and private exercises of God's worship. The Larger Catechism cites Isaiah 58:13, which the Confession cited above. And then both the catechisms cite Luke 4:16. He came to Nazareth, Jesus, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Both the catechisms have Acts 20, and upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. The Larger Catechism has 1 Corinthians 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Psalm 92, the title of Psalm 92 is a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. Based only on that title, the Westminster Assembly deduces that the use of psalms or songs is appropriate, or better, commanded for the Sabbath days. Then Isaiah 66, verse 23, is cited by both catechisms. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Now, Larger Catechism has Leviticus 23, verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Then the Larger Catechism says, To that end we are to prepare our hearts, and with such foresight, diligence, and moderation, to dispose and seasonably dispatch our worldly business, that we may be the more free and fit for the duties of that day. Exodus 28, that's chapter 20, verse 8, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Luke 23:54, And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on, and they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Exodus 16, starting at verse 22, And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And Moses said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord, today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. And Nehemiah 13, verse 19, It came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set eye at the gates, that there should be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. Finally, the line about being taken up in the works of necessity and mercy is the way the Shorter Catechism closes out, citing Matthew 12, which we've already read. And that will do it for day 103. Tomorrow on day 104, we'll look at the Larger Catechism, which asks at question 118, Why is the charge of keeping the Sabbath more specially directed to governors of families and other superiors? And then we'll also ask, what are the sins forbidden in the fourth commandment?